Okay, inshallah, we have some question and some answer. Inshallah. Now, what's the question? Okay, let's go with... Okay, what's your question?
Okay, in the book I'm reading, Islam as it is, it said that if you knew who you really were, you would think more of the afterlife than the present life.
Okay, in this book, Islam as it is,
yeah.
It say
that if you knew who you really were,
if you knew who you really are or were,
you would think more of the afterlife than the present life.
You will think about the afterlife more than the present life.
Yeah.
Okay.
My question is, wouldn't you think more of the present life and be careful of what you're doing right now so it won't hurt you in the afterlife?
I see. The question is, why we do not think about the present life, and from the present life, we should worry about the afterlife. It doesn't work this way. Because if you think about the present life, shaitan will possess you with the present life and make you forget the afterlife. But all the Quran, the teaching of the Prophet, all Prophet and Messenger, is to make you aware and looking always for afterlife. By this way, you will not be deceived about the present life. You see how it go? Because this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned us about being completely possessed with the devil and forget the hereafter. By this way, always will work. You cannot live now really the right life unless you always think about the hereafter. By this way, actually all the messages in Quran think about the hereafter. Always. Because actually, we are now is not who we are really. We are in a tiny journey. We're leaving. By this way, which one it makes sense? To focus in the journey or to focus in the destination? Imagine your father take you from here to Florida. And you're supposed to spend all the time in Florida. And you want every rest area to spend many years? It really makes sense? No way. Because the rest area only for resting to keep going to where you're going. It's not designed for a resident. Even you will see a sign, don't stay overnight. You know? There's a rest area. We are actually in a very tiny rest area and we're leaving. Excuse me, two sister, we do not want too much giggling in here. Okay? That's it? Is this fulfill also your desire or no? Meaning you are satisfied? Okay. You have another one?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
People do not recognize who they really are. How do you recognize who you really are?
In the book they said, people do not recognize who they really are.
And my question is, how would you recognize who you really are?
MashaAllah. You see, if we cannot recognize who we really are, how you recognize who you really are? Very simple. If you read in Quran, and Allah open your heart, you will find many verses in the Quran start, O you people. Do you know what this meaning? They call it message to mankind, not to Muslim. If you look at all these messages, you will find it so beautiful. I give you example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, if my memory is correct, I think, is verse 75 or something around this time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said of the meaning of, O you people, listen carefully. I'm giving you an example. If a fly takes something from you, you cannot take it back. And even if you take it back, you cannot really take it the way it is. Poor the one who took, poor the one who took take from, which is mankind and a fly. But this is the message of the meaning of, on my poor translation, if the mankind, a fly, takes something from him, he cannot take it back. And even if you can take it back, you cannot. Poor you as a mankind, and poor the fly. Do you know what the message is? How poor and weak you are as a mankind. Now, one of the very best way to translate it today in America, very easy. Go to the knowledge of enzyme. The topic of enzyme. Now, they find out in enzyme, and the people who really try to discover a lot about enzyme, it become a fly is a mystery for them. Why is a mystery? They find out if a fly, before it takes something, it spit, it puts some saliva, and mix it up, okay, like eating curry, and it will eat it. They find out once the saliva teach of a fly, teaching a touching a material, the material, for example, if we call the material is a material. Once the saliva touch it, it will change it. It will change it to, for example, B material. Once the fly took it in the stomach, it become a C material. If it let it go from the back, it become, for example, G material. Now, the people of enzymes, they said, wow, we have a saliva. This saliva, this material can break any material. We need something to break the element of material, the small element. Let's take this saliva and see what it's containing of. Do you know what they discover? They find the saliva of a fly, it's just a form of water. There's no nothing significant about it. They said, okay, maybe it contains some enzyme. Maybe it contains some kind of acid to break this material. They come to another puzzle. The fly do not have organs. Fly do not containing any like complicated system like us. Fly do not containing glands. Now is a puzzle. How a form of water can break very complicated different material and change it? They said, okay, let's take the saliva out of the material after it touches the material. They cannot bring the material back to original form. Do you know that? Until today, at this moment, they did not discover the puzzle of the fly spit. The spit of a fly, they cannot discover it yet. And they're spending million and billion of dollars trying to figure out how the spit of a fly breaking an element. Allah give it an example in Quran. Do you know why? How poor we are. And we think we're rich. By this way, if you really discover who you are, do you know who you are? Where are you coming from? A wet liquid? A warm liquid? This is what Allah said in Quran. A spit of a human being? Like one person, he saw somebody walking with arrogance. He said, Subhanallah, if a man know who he are, he will be really, you know, like disgrace of what arrogant he is. You are a tiny water, become a flush, become who you are, you're going to get buried in a land, the worm will eat you. What you are arrogant about? You see, what you arrogant about? Who you are? You ever heard about king or president or whatever, big whatever, stay forever? No. This why when the man saying what he's saying, he's not talking about the outer, he's talking about the inner. If you think about yourself, how weak you are, a virus make you paralyzed. Even the flu until now, the cold, there's no medication for it. Look at the aspirin. Something simple like aspirin. What do you call it? Read. Go buy aspirin. What do you call it? The wonder. It's a wonder, it work wonder. Do you know why they said that? They not really try to be a poem. No. You know what they do? Because they do not know the wonder of aspirin, how it work. Until today, they do not know. By this way, really the reality of us as a human being, if you think about yourself, you're very weak. You're very weak. You're weak more than you imagine, but you're trying to be somebody. Somebody what? You're very limited. Even the knowledge you gain, it makes you arrogant, but arrogant of what? Actually, if you get the right knowledge, you become humble. But when you get the wrong knowledge, you become arrogant. By the way, if we look at ourselves, all of a sudden we get sick. All of a sudden we will die. What are you arrogant about if you know the moment of death? Is this satisfy the answer? Answer your question? Go ahead. No more? Okay. Next. Any question? No. Next. Okay. Your mom have a question. Okay, your question.
Can we let our kids to go to Christian friend's house? Can our daughter
go to the Christian friend house and they come over?
Yeah.
Okay. You see, first of all, to have a friend different than Muslim, it has to be under condition. And the friendship has to be for Allah, not anybody else. And the environment has to be clean, which it will never be. We can invite them? Yes. Can we go to them? Very limited time. Can our daughter go to them? I do not recommend it personally. Why? We never know what environment they have. But if we invite them to our house, we invite them to show generosity and show them Islam. And give them da'wah and invite them to Allah. Very important. But to have them, or to have your daughter or your son go to a non-Muslim, you do not know what they're doing. And you cannot control the environment. You see, as a Muslim, think about you as a precious stone. You won't drop it in the mud? You won't put it in the bathroom? Or you won't save it? In Latin America, I met a young lady. She became a Muslim, alhamdulillah, the same day. She's 16 years old. And I tried to explain to her something. And something came to my heart at this day. And I tell her, if you go to a flower shop, you always find flower outside in a door, flower inside, flower in a refrigerator. Do you know what's the difference between each flower? Anybody can tell me? You ever observe that? The flower outside on sale, clearance. The flower inside is more expensive. The most expensive the flower inside the refrigerator. What's the difference? The fresh, unique flower inside the refrigerator. It has to be kept in the right environment. And otherwise it go bad. I said to her, you like a flower. What do you like? If you learn about flower, if you touch it, it will leave residue in your finger, in your hand. And you will leave residue in the flower. The more you smell it, you take all the smell away from it. By this way, you ruin the flower. It becomes used, abused. Used, abused flower in the street. Good flour is kept in the refrigerator. In a good environment under certain temperature and certain humidity. Who you are, what do you want to be? You want a preserved flour or you want to be used and abused outside? You make decision. Islam puts you in a refrigerator, but a beautiful one. To save you, and preserve you for the best in this life and the hereafter. Other, they make you abused and used. You make decision. What do you want? Look at them. They not happy. Every day with different man, every day with different this. They always, you know, confused. And the more they are used and abused, wonder what happened. More complicated. Psychologically and physically. And this is why their life is miserable, empty. You see, subhanallah, we are amazed. We have the most precious things to elevate us and give us the real dignity in this life and hereafter. And we do not value it. Do you know why? Because we do not know it. Wallahi, if we study the true Islam and the true Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find things you cannot believe it. Inshallah, remind me, I get you a tape made by one lady, I love her for Allah. Her name is Amina Janani Silmi. She used to be a Christian American and she became a Muslim. And she's invited to Allah all over for the last 12 years. You have to hear. You have to hear this woman. This woman, mashallah, I find the most active people, my heart open to them, is non-Muslim who embrace Islam. Because they have a lot of sincerity. A lot of sincerity. And they struggle to drop all the habit and custom for Allah. And we today, we won't drop all what Allah give us for small nonsense. I said, subhanallah. They already drop it for Allah. And we drop Allah for a small price. And a stupid price. Look at Yusuf Islam, Cat Stephen. He dropped million and million and fame and game and everything. He's all on the top. And he dropped it for Allah. And we are running after garbage of dunya. We do not even have 1% of what he has, money-wise and fame. You see, this again, shaitan, what we have? What we have? What do you think you can have? By this way, preserve ourselves in the right environment is so important to the point I call it emergency. You remember what I said in the beginning? We are a product of environment. You go with people disco, you will disco tomorrow. People go to jazz, you will jazz tomorrow. People go drugs, you will drug tomorrow. Alcohol tomorrow. You go to Atlantic City, I know Muslim people every week in Atlantic City. Why? And they go lose and they're coming miserable. And they keep going. People who play lotto. Where is Islam? You know, subhanallah, basic. Basic. But this meaning what? The heart is empty. If you have a doubt of belief in your heart, none of this will, you know, benefit you. Any more question? That's it?
I think I had that question about taqdeer.
Okay. And what about the another one? Okay, you're talking about a woman, a young lady, she get pregnant, she have a boy or she has a child, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, whatever,
yeah,
die.
Yeah, the one, the little kid, you know, the die.
Yeah. Now, what is the wisdom behind it? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, He tell us, this life is a pleasure of the disbeliever. And Allah give them whatever they want. And when they come to the hereafter, they have nothing. Now, what is the wisdom behind it? You remind me with a program, somebody recorded for me almost 5 years ago, and he bring it to me. What the program was, about this woman, somewhere in Midwest, she want to have a baby. And this woman, she do not have a baby. She cannot have birth. She cannot become a pregnant. She go back and forth to all kind of doctor, and they have a big institution for that, somewhere in Colorado or whatever. Now this woman for 12 years, they go back and forth with her almost every week in the hospital. Until they make certain condition. And they take sperm from her husband many times, they take eggs from her, they did many things over the years, finally, it produced a child. And they put it inside her womb, and she was pregnant. And they keep her under very close look. This was an, what do you call it? ABC Nightline. We stayed couple like 5 years ago. And the topic was the mystery baby. What is mystery about it? The woman have labor. The woman go to the delivery room. The baby's fine, 100% fine. Baby is fine, 100%. Okay? Now, she deliver. Once she delivers the baby, they book up the baby, they find the baby's cold. They check him out, the baby's dead. The moment she delivers the baby's dead. D-O-T, dead on arrival, or D-O-A. Now they are really, you know, really puzzled. They give them electric shots, they give him this, they give him, is dead. They take him away because he was afraid this woman, something will happen to her. And they tell her, your baby's fine. Even with the permission of another woman, they give him, they give her another baby just to touch for a little bit and run. Now they take the baby. They did everything possible, the baby's dead. Not even one beat of a heart. Now they take the baby, they photo the baby, they x-ray the baby, and they have a death certificate for the baby. Now they took the baby from the section of baby to the what? What do you call it? The morgue? The place of dead people in the hospital. Now the nurse of the morgue down the stair in the basement, she receives the baby. Because the baby, they have to check fingerprints of the foot. Now she know, she gets a report. Dead baby. Never have heartbeat. She takes the toes of the baby. She gets the tag out. All of a sudden, she finds the toes is warm. Now she's worried. She read, is dead D-O-A. Is dead on arrival. Never give any breathe or any heartbeat. And all of a sudden she heard, meh. She look to the baby, she faint. She went unconscious. Now another nurse, she heard that. She come to care about the nurse, she looked to the paper, she looked to the baby, meh. The another nurse go faint again. Now it become a big mess. By the time many people come, the baby crying. This after many hours in the place where the dead people is or are. Now, all of a sudden, they find out the baby have life. They took it back to the mother and the program said, who give the baby life? And the program end. I said, Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what he said in the Quran? He said, we will show them our signs in themselves and the horizon until they know it is the truth. Do you know what is it? It's blindness. Allah show them the qudra of Allah. The only one can give life. The only one can take life. Do you know when I watched what I saw? I saw something different. I saw the qudra and a message for Allah to all the doctor and everybody was participating with this woman. Is what you did is zero. I give you a dead body. This is what you generate. But I give it the soul in the time you said you can't. But don't forget, can you show a blind person? Can you let a deaf person hear? No. Allah is the only one. This is what the message of Allah is. Similar to hurricane, earthquake, volcano, is science. When I was young, my father, may Allah give him mercy in the grave, he used to tell me, all this sign is not for non-Muslim. This sign for a Muslim. Because this signs only Muslim can interpret it and understood it. But only the life Muslim, the real Muslim. Because you know, is the messages from Allah, is the wisdom behind it. I remember 3 years ago, when the eastern region of the United States hit by a snowstorm. And you know what happened? I looked from the window, everybody vacation. And I said, Subhanallah, we always complain about we have no time. Do you know what this day is Allah put in my heart? I said, Subhanallah, today everybody in the front of Allah cannot say, I have no time. He gave to almost 20, 30 or 50 million people in the east region of the United States completely a day from vacation by Allah. You do not choose it, I give it to you. What you done? You complain you have no time, I give you a completely 24 hours. What you did, 48 hours. You see, today, the only is big difference between a non-Muslim or even a Muslim who really try to seek knowledge, Allah will show him. Allah will put something in his heart. And some other, all they worry about is argue. A lot of people today argue. They do not seek knowledge. They argue. They are a liar. If you really tell them, come on, I give you the knowledge. You know? They just playing game with you. They love to do that. Very rare I find one of these people is really sincere and won't follow up. Come on, I will give you whatever you want. I will support you with all the knowledge. No, they won't just give you a doubt to make you feel, to make themselves feel well, and that's it. By this way, what we saying? All the sign we see is a mercy from Allah to whom He want, is a punishment for whom to who want, is a deceiving for whom He want, is a guidance for whom He want, is a light for whom He want. What about sickness? Why Allah put sickness in earth? Why the diseases? Why death? Is all sign from Allah. The diseases is a wisdom. To the strong one, said, I can be next. To the arrogant one, said, I will be next. To the oppressor one, can said, I be next. To the rich and stingy one, I will be next. You see? To the disbeliever, I will be next. Because you like it or you don't, nobody disbelieve in death. You're going to be froze, they're going to put you in Alaska, you're going to die. Even look at the pharaohs. Egyptian mummy. Okay. And they kept even the kidney and the liver and the brain. They open it in a certain way and they pickle it. Everything is pickled next to them. With the intention, when they come alive again, they have their own organ. Look at this, pickles. Jewish style, you know? And they have all their gold, all their jewelry. Even some of them, they also preserve some food. We find the mummy. The pickles are still there in a jar. The gold is gone. What happened? It's a wisdom from Allah. It's a wisdom from Allah. Everything we see, it has a wisdom. Do you really want to know the wisdom? Read Surah Ar-Ra'd, Thunder. Surah Ar-Rum, chapter of Rum. Everything you see outside is in Quran. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me a life, by the will of Allah, my next project in this life is I call it the jewel of the Quran. And what is it? I find out everything running around us, Allah already subhanahu wa ta'ala, He already gave it to us in Quran. But let me tell you something. The jewel of the Quran, the star of the Quran, the keys of the Quran, it is in Quran. Everybody read Quran, but you will not see it. Allah lets those who will see it. You can read Quran every single day, and every day is different. Quran is one. The word is one. What's the difference? It's the status of your belief. The status of your belief make connection between you and Allah. And according to this connection, Allah give you a different understanding. Allah change your lens. The lens of your eyes, the lens of your heart, the lens of understanding, lens of comprehending is from Allah. This is why I do not argue too much with non-Muslim. When some of these people come to me, I ask a very simple question. Do you really want answer or you want argue? If you want answer, I will give you the answer. If you want prove your point, it's fine with me. You prove your point. But remember, when you go to the grave, you cannot prove it anymore. Finished. All these topics you really wonder about it, but is a wisdom behind it. Not all the wisdom we will understand. And each wisdom is unique by the will of Allah. Even among us, we can see the same accident. Everyone will understand the accident different. Why? The eyes look at the same topic. But Allah mentioned something else. Allah said the eyes is not the eyes. The real eyes is the eyes of the heart. The vision coming from the heart. And the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you vision according to your sincerity and connection between you and Allah. And this is why also I teach people who want invite to Islam, do not talk about regulation. Because regulation said, oh you believe. It did not say, oh you people. Even us cannot carry it. If us cannot carry it, you will able to comprehend? You will never. By this way, if we are mercy to ourselves and other, always talk to people according to their level of understanding. The majority of people today, all you people. In this case, pick up verses from Quran started by all you people and give it to them. But do not give them all you believe. Is this answer your question most likely? Or similar? You see why we have tragedy. You see, tragedy in Islam is not a tragedy. Everything happened is a mercy from Allah because we believe Allah is mercy. I will explain to you what you're trying to get to by a small story. In the old days, it was a messenger walking in the sea. When he saw a fisherman with a net, before he threw the net, he said, Bismillah, by the name of Allah, with the barakah of Allah, he threw the net. He rotates the net, he brings it, nothing, some weeds and rocks. He said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. He threw it again. Every time he threw it, say, Bismillah, he gets some weed and rocks. He kept walking, and he was surprised. And the man kept saying, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. He woke after that, he found somebody in a sea with a net, and he said, by the name of the devil, hop, full of fish. Every time, by the name of the devil, hop, full of fish. This messenger, he asked, oh Allah, I do not understand. This one give your name, and you give him nothing. And this man, he said, by the name of the devil, and you give him all the fish. What is going on, ya Allah? He said, wait. Allah opened the veil between him and the kingdom of the unseen. And all of a sudden, this messenger, he saw a beautiful palace. Very beautiful. He said, oh Allah, this is a beautiful palace. Is from messenger or prophet? He said, no. This was a fisherman. Every time he throws a net and he give my name and he do not get nothing and he said, Alhamdulillah, I give him a place in the paradise. And he tell him, wait. And he opened the veil of the unseen. And he saw a place very, very bad in hellfire. He said, this man, every time he said by the name of the devil, I give him what he want as a trial and dragging for him. And I give him his place in paradise. His place in hellfire. By this way, what we see is not the whole wisdom. We see a tiny portion We see a tiny portion. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rum, He said of the meaning of, the majority of people, they see only this life, and about the hereafter, they are completely veiled. They do not see. Don't forget, where is our destination? The hereafter. Where we belong? The hereafter. I will explain it to you in another hadith, Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when somebody called, keep crying and calamity, oh Allah, I have this problem, oh Allah, fix this problem, oh Allah, I have this calamity, oh Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called angel Jibreel. He said, oh Jibreel, don't give him anything he wants. He said, why ya Allah? He said, I love to hear his name, my name in his lips. I love him to be crying to me. And when he come to me, I will switch him with every time he said, Ya Allah, a palace in paradise. And another time the disbeliever said, oh God, give me this, give me that. Angel Jibreel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him, oh Angel Jibreel, give him what he want. I do not like to hear his voice. And when he come to me, I will show him who am I. Even in the moment of death, it was reported, if Allah hates somebody so much, a disbeliever, Allah will command the angel of death, oh angel of death, don't let him suffer at all. I make him enjoy his life. I never give him disease. I never give him calamity. He asks for beauty. He asks for enjoyment. He asks for money. He asks for kids. He asks for everything. I give it to him. And now, he never believe in me. And he never thank me for what I offer him. Do not cause any hurt to him. By this way, he have no anything against me. By this way, when he come to me, I will punish him the ultimate punishment. If you really want to understand the wisdom of Allah, you cannot look in this life only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can touch our people for mercy, can touch our people for wisdom. Many things we never understand. But we have to believe for a fact, His wisdom and His mercy and ultimate knowledge above anyone of us comprehend. Is this enough to... What about the Khidr? I say, I will give you something to show you quick what we the difference. Musa alayhi salam, we know the famous story. One time he gave a speech, and one person from Bani Israel, he get up and he said, oh Musa, who's the most knowledgeable person on earth? He said, it's me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Musa, yes, you are a messenger. Yes, you are my Kaleem Allah. You ask me? Do you know? He said, I think so, ya Allah. He said, no. Musa, take a dead fish. Take a dead fish. Put it in a basket. And go. Looking for the most knowledgeable person in the earth. He said, how I know him, ya Allah? He said, the place where you lose your fish, you will find him. Imagine he take a dried dead fish. Dried, salted, pickles, whatever. He put it in a basket with a bunch of bread and he go with his boy. He go and he was tired. They put the basket and they went to sleep. When they went to sleep, by the qudra of Allah, the will of Allah, the fish, the basket is open, the fish jump in the water and it start running. Now they go, after they wake up, after that they get hungry. They said, okay, let's eat. They open the basket, they find the bread, no fish. He said, what happened? He said, we lost it. He said, where we lost it, where are we supposed to find the man? Let's go find, follow our steps backward, maybe we'll find the man, or we find the fish. They go, and they look, and the fish was trapped between some rocks, and life in the water. The moment they saw the fish, they find the man, Al-Khidr. And to understand what happened, very quick, three story. It's starting by what? Al-Khidr asked Musa, are you Musa ibn Amran? Kalimullah? He said, do you know about me? He said, yes. And he said, who are you? He said, I'm a man. Allah give me knowledge, you do not have. And you have knowledge, I do not have. He said, can I follow you and teach me from your knowledge? He said, you cannot. You cannot comprehend what you do not know. You hear this one? You cannot comprehend what you do not know. He said, please allow me to be accompany you. And I will try to be patient. He said, okay. Under this condition, okay. He took him. And all of a sudden, they find a small boat and some people. They said, please, can you take us to the shore of the other side? They said, okay. They go in a boat. Once he gives them ride to the another side, Al-Khidr, he took his hand and he break one of the pieces of wood of the bottom of the boat. Now the boat starts sinking. He said, what? What are you doing? Nice people give you a ride for free. And they said, you are a nice guy and you break the boat. Why you do that? He said, do you remember what I tell you? To be quiet? You do not know what I'm doing? He said, okay, forgive me. I will not asking you any question. Now he go. They enter a village. In a village they find a bunch of kids, very nice kids playing together. Khidr, he keep looking to one boy. He keep looking to one boy. And when the boy running after the ball, he went to the boy, he took him behind a wall, and boom, he break his neck. He said, what? What are you doing? You are a pious man. You break the head boy. What the boy did? He's a very nice boy. He play with the children. You are a mischief person. He said, do you remember what I tell you? You cannot comprehend what I'm doing? He said, forgive me, I'm not going to do it anymore. Now he go to a village. Now both of them is hungry. They knock on the door. We want food. Nobody want feed them. We want food. Nobody want feed them. The whole village is stingy. Very selfish, stingy. They do not want to feed nobody. Wonder what happened. And he find a wall broken. He said, you want to help me? Help you of what? To repair this wall and make it neat and nice. For whom? Stingy people? He said, listen, I will do it. And that's it between me and you. And he built the wall. What between me and you is finished. You cannot accompany me anymore. He said, why? He said, you do not know what I'm doing. And my knowledge is not from me. My knowledge is a command from Allah. He said, the boat, it was for a poor family. And it was a king, a tyrant king. He take every boat and destroy it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves his people. And he command me to make a small, you know, mistake in a boat. Okay, by this way the boat will sink. Until the king pass by. Once he passed, he can take the boat and fix a piece of wood, and that's it. He said, okay, what about the boy? He said, the boy was a trial for his family. And his family was so pious. And with the ultimate knowledge of Allah, he knew the boy will cause problem to his family to the point they will lose their face. And from the mercy of Allah, Allah take me to take care about the boy. And Allah will switch the family with a boy better than this boy. Allah create and he choose. And he said, what about the wall? He said, you saw the family, the town or the village. It's very stingy people. And this boys, the parents was pious people. Allah loves them so much. And they kept a treasure for the boys. And if the wall broke, the treasure will show up. The stingy people will take the treasure and the boys cannot use it. Allah want me to cover it. To when the kids will grow up, they will discover it by the will of Allah and they will use it for their life. What we learn from that? We learn is every knowledge has a one part seen and part unseen. Exactly what we were talking about. Inner and outer. Do you know how you get really inner? By connecting yourself to Allah. And do not use your mind. But ask Allah. Every time you see a question, ask Allah. Even when somebody like non-Muslim ask you, ask Allah. Go make two rak'ah. Oh Allah, this is what they tell me. Put in my heart something, Ya Allah. Give me Allah the wisdom. Give me the word will be benefit me and benefit them. You never know. Only Allah is a doer. Is this inshallah answer your question? We do not know what is written to us. Now is taqdeer. Taqdeer actually by Arabic called qadar. And qadar is a topic people really have a hard time to understand. Which is very easy. But before we talk about qadar, we have to talk about one thing. If you look at our life, you can divide it into two. Qadar and obligation. Do you know what happened to us today? We're busy about qadar and we're not busy about obligation. And qadar from Allah. To give you some example about qadar. Somebody go outside. You're going to a job, you're going to something, you go to a meeting. And some hole is open. You fall down. You break your neck or you break your ankle, you break your arm. You do not want that. You go for a meeting. The moment the calamity happened to you, what are you going to say? Some people might say, oh Allah, oh God, why is this? I'm losing my appointment. I'm doing this. Why? They're thinking about what? Their mind. You see, the real believer, whatever happened, what he will do? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Whatever is written, it has to have some goodness for me. Do you know what the calamity all for? To Allah see from your tongue, what are you going to say? I give this topic in many tapes, and I can give it to you quick. When one of the companion, he get up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O the Prophet of Allah, talk to us about our deen, our way of life, the one we have been created for. Imagine, our faith is the one we have been created for. Because don't forget. You remember when Allah created Adam, what He said? He took Adam and He showed him all his kids. All his kids until the day of judgment. In the kingdom of the soul. Meaning we was been created in the kingdom of the soul even before the creation of Adam. And after that, when the time come, Allah take the person from the kingdom of the soul, meaning soul, and make body for it. When the time come, the angel of death take the soul, go back to Allah, and the body go. This why also, when a group of people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, talk to us about Allah. He said, Allah was. And nobody there. And he created the pen. And the pen after he been created, he asked Allah, Oh Allah, what do you want me to write? He said, write everything until ma sha Allah. And by the will of Allah, Allah give all the knowledge to the pen to write everything until ma sha Allah can. Where? In the tablets, al-lawh al-mahfuz. We know in Quran, when a baby in the mother of the womb we reach 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put what? Send the angel with a book. A baby book. I call it a baby or a book. You can call it a copy of your own book in the tablets. The angel will put it in your neck. This is your book. Why the obligation? If everything is written, why obligation? Because it will be contradicting, right? No contradiction. This man, he get up. He have a question like you. And he said, Ya Rasulallah, talk to us about our qadr, our destiny, and whatever is written in the book, in the tablets, or is anything we can do? He said, no, according to what is written. A man get up and he said, Ya Rasulallah, why we do if everything is written? He said, do, because everyone will do according to what Allah make it easy for him. And after that, he recite 4 or 5 verses from Surah Al-Layl, chapter of Layl. And I think we're coming to the Layl now. I will do this chapter and we close. Because everybody now is going to the chapter of Layl. Layl meaning night. And night meaning sleep. And when the time of sleep, you have to respect sleep. Because they call the sleep, they call it the king. Nobody can beat it up. You know what is that? Sleep. Once it come, once you out, you out. Nobody can beat you up. No, meaning not you, the sleep. Anyway, to make it quick, the Prophet ﷺ, he recited these verses. I'm going to say it quick, inshallah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى, those who are a giver, وَاتَّقَى, and fear of Allah, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and believe in what Allah promised. We will open the channel, the road of goodness and paradise for them. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى, and those who are stingy, and they do not want it. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and he deny what I promise. فَنُيَسِّرْهُ لِلْعُسْرَى, we will open the door of hellfire. Can you see now? Three element will lead you to paradise. Three element will lead you to hellfire. Allah said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى, who are a giver. Give for Allah, give your time, give your thought, give your money. Whatever, how much you give, Allah will open. By this way, the first quality is giver. Second quality, fear of Allah. Third quality, believe in the promise of Allah. Allah said, if you have those, I will open the channel of good deed. In another hand, Allah said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ, those who are stingy. You see the first quality now? Stingy. فَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى, and he do not want it. He do not want paradise. Because the stingy always want himself. He do not nothing from nobody. He do not anything from Allah or anybody else. Allah said, okay, you want to be stingy? Stingy. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and he do not believe in Allah. Because don't forget, you cannot believe in Allah and be stingy. You cannot. You cannot believe in Allah and what Allah can give you and be stingy. No way. The more you believe, the more Allah will open. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam, his name is Imam Baghawi. He said something beautiful. He said, imagine, if you do not want paradise, you do not want the goodness, you do not believe in what Allah wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised after death is only two places. Either paradise or hellfire. What do you want? You do not want paradise, he has to put you in hellfire. Simple. People who argue with you about qadr from disbeliever, very simple. You can tell them very simple. Allah give you a brain. Allah give you money. Allah give you the ability. You can go and have a master's degree, doctorate degree. You can make money. You can have overtime. You can clean your car every day. You can have vacation. What about knowing who is the giver? You see, they are arguing, but they are denier. Allah calls the disbeliever is a liar. Do you know what they deny? They deny the gift of Allah. They do like Fir'aun and Haman. It is me, it's my brain. And they forget brain and money and everything is belong to Allah. Until they discover the reality, but it's too late. By this way, the disbeliever is a liar, is arrogant, and they know, but they deny. They deny. This is why all the topic with the open with us as a Muslim, They open the topic. Why you have polygamy? Why you have four wife? Why you can divorce? Why is destiny? They not open the topic to learn. No. Why you have jihad? Why you have to kill? Why? You understand me? It's a formula. You go to any college, you find out. I talk about it in the past. Okay, why Michael and John go to hellfire and you, brother Ahmed and Muhammad, go to paradise? Is it justice from Allah? But Ahmed and Muhammad, you have to do a lot of work for Allah. And you, John and Michael, you do not want even to know. Come on, I will lead you to paradise. I will give you books. I will let you to read. Come on, try to know the Creator. Excuse me, no. And they start keeping argue. By the way, they argue. They do not want knowledge. But in the meantime, Allah gives them a big brain. You will be questioned about your brain, your blood, your intellect, all the bounty and faculty Allah give you, you will be questioned about it. But how are you going to use it? Why people deny the Creator? Do you know why? Because he do not want to be a slave. Again, arrogant. Not because he do not know. By this way, Qadr, yes, everything is written. But we have a choice. You know, the choice according to what? The heart. The heart is not according to action. Because don't forget, why Allah will save those, why Allah... And don't forget also, by this way, do not make mistake, is Allah said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qasas, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah create whom He want and He choose. Instead of be busy about what Allah choose and why, be busy of what Allah want from you. You are a slave, very limited. Think about what Allah want from you, the Creator want from you. Be busy about that. Because this Qadr, when I really check it out, I find out is very limited knowledge about it by the companion. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we say. And now we go and respect the owner of the night, which is sleep. Because once sleep come, everybody want what to do? Okay? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وجزاكم الله كل خير.